Hi, everybody. My name is Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing, and welcome to another week of Tips for Leaders. Now, we're 4 weeks into the corona crisis, and the one thing we need to be looking at now is who are our next group of leaders? We're at a stage right now where probably the majority of the people that work for you are working from home. And they're diversified. They could be all over the city. They could be all over the state. They could be all over the country. They could be internationally. And the question is, do you have the capacity as one person to be able to manage the team effectively, to be able to have the conversations that need to be had, to be able to support people in the way that they need to be supported on your own? And let's be realistic here. You're one person. You may be a great leader. You may be effective communicator. You may be empathetic. But the question is, how much of you is there? And there's competing priorities. You need to talk to different departments. You need to talk to senior management. You need to find out what is coming up next, and you need to be able to communicate that effectively. And you want to make sure that you're dealing with people not only as a group, but on a one-to-one basis, to be able to make sure that people feel engaged, they feel listened to, they understood, and they feel valued. And those things are important. And with that, you need to start thinking about who are the leaders that you serve that could be the effective leaders for smaller groups. It's a matter of looking at how do we diversify leadership? How do we find those 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 individuals within your team that can be effective leaders within a smaller group and giving them the opportunity to step up and be able to support the others that they work with? Who are the people that naturally rise to talent? Who are the people that naturally, you know, thrive in crisis situations and are effective communicators and instill confidence in others? Who are the people that think critically? Who are the people that take on a task and see it through to the end? Those are the people that you need to be able to build up right now. Those are the people you need to bring into an inner circle, be able to communicate the vision and the values of where you are, what's going well, what's not going well, what the challenges are, what the opportunities are, what we need to be doing as a team, and letting them communicate effectively with the 5, 10, 15 people that they are part of the group. Now, it doesn't have to be a formal leadership situation. Leadership is not a title. It's an attitude. And it's about diversifying the communication process. It's about enabling teams to work more effectively amongst themselves and to be able to support each other and be able to thrive and to be able to feel that they are engaged, that they're needed, that they're wanted, that they're valued, and that their opinions matter. And it's the way to give that opportunity to certain people to help other people feel that they are part of the team. That's what we need to be thinking about. We need to be thinking about how do we diversify that? How do we allow other people to lead at a smaller level to be able to make the company survive and thrive, you know, as a whole? We need to be looking at the people in our team and sitting there going, who are the people that have these strengths? Who are the best communicators? Who do people know, like, and trust? Who are the people that are engaged with others and communicate naturally with others and instill confidence? And be able to sit there and say, look, this is what I need from you. I need you to be listening to these people and making sure that everything's going well and report back to me, and I'm going to give you some information to give to them, and be able to create a chain that works more effectively so everybody's in the loop. Everybody has the same information. Nobody feels disjointed or out of communication, and things are more effective because as one person, you can't do everything. You can't be everywhere. You can't help everyone. You can't do everything at once. And the trick is to be able to lean on the people that you trust already, that you've hired already, that you've trained already, to step up, to be part of the solution, and to be the people that can, you know, provide help for others when you're not there. That's what we need to be looking at as teams. Now, my name's Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing. This is a weekly series. Every week, I will be coming up with another video on YouTube, / getting you noticed, under the playlist of leadership. Now, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if there's anything that you want me to cover, let me know at ben@yourbrandmarketing.com, and I'll be happy to put it on video. And if there's ways that I can help you individually as teams and I can support you, give me a call, 604-512-7174. I wish you success. I wish you health. And with you, that makes this an easy process for everybody. Thanks a lot.